Hello.
I'm with you, ma'am. I'm so sorry the call got disconnected. I'm with you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me, ma'am? Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, ma'am.
Okay. I was talking to my husband, who is pretty leery about this whole situation.
Oh. Okay. Not a problem. It's completely upon you, ma'am, as I told you at the very first time.
Well, I know you're telling me that, but...
Yes, ma'am. Because I understand your situation as well, you know, and...
I'm still not able to hear you. It's a terrible connection.
Ma'am, I believe this is because we are using a secured line for you. You know, at the very first time, the line was not secured. This line is secured, ma'am.
Okay, but it's
yes,
very
ma'am.
Oh, for me to hear you.
Oh. Okay. Just give me a quick moment, ma'am. I'll check if I can do... I can check the connection from my side, okay?
Okay.
Did you have a word with your husband about this case? Like, did you receive any call?
I had a word with my husband about all these charges for gift cards that he is very suspicious of.
But did you tell him that we have cancelled it? Did you tell him that we cancelled it?
I'm telling him that we are cancelling it, that yeah, he has no guarantee of this. He doesn't know what's going on, and this is very suspicious.
I completely understand you, ma'am, but you're going through this. He is not over here, right? You must be thinking you're sharing your personal details, like your banking numbers, your debit card details, your credit card details, but no, we do not have the authority to do that. You trust Amazon, right? Amazon is such a huge company and a reputed one as well.
I would trust Amazon if I knew for sure that I was speaking to someone from Amazon.
How can I send you emails from Amazon, ma'am?
I get fake emails from Amazon every day.
Ma'am, if you get fake emails from Amazon, you always receive it in spam.
No, I don't. I receive them in my email address.
You can check the Amazon email address, ma'am. The exact Amazon email address. Also, I provided you with the order numbers. Also, I provided you with your lost orders, which were delivered to you yesterday, and the one which was going to be delivered to you today.
I'm sorry, I can't. It's so fuzzy.
I gave you the order numbers and everything, ma'am. You know, so you do not worry about it. Okay, if anything goes wrong, you can go ahead and file a complaint against me as well. Not a problem. I understand what you're trying to tell me. Did you reach in the parking lot, ma'am?
Okay, I am in the parking lot, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, let me explain you one more time, ma'am, okay? From the very beginning of this call, from the very beginning, since we tried showing you the IPv4, IPv6, and the private information which has been exposed, ma'am, did we ask you for any of your personal details?
I just asked you
about your age so that I can give you suggestions according to that, you know. I'll come to know what age lady I'm speaking to. So according to that, I'll give you suggestions. According to that, I'll expect you to work, you know. I can't expect you to run to the store, right? Since you're a senior citizen.
Okay,
Yes.
I'm just saying, those were personal details that you asked for, so...
I understand that. But that is not something which I had to go ahead and ask you or ask from your side. I did not need that details. Just because I have to give you some suggestions, you know, according to your age, I'll expect things from you, ma'am. That is the reason I asked you. Not a problem. Just open the AnyDesk application one more time.
Open what application?
The AnyDesk, ma'am. The red color application, AnyDesk.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll send you the security warning. Push on I am aware of the risk. Push on accept. And then push on start broadcast. And please make sure it did not receive any unknown calls for now, please. Hackers might try to reach you, ma'am. And we have to get everything recorded, ma'am, so we will have a proof that you did not do any kind of illegal activities and you were trying to get your identity fixed. So hope you understand that, ma'am.
I understand.
Check
that.
Your emails, ma'am.
But
check
it's
your
emails. Very suspicious.
Getting suspicious happens when, you know, you're asked for your debit card details, your credit card details. But we do not have the authority to do that, ma'am. Did anyone ask you for your debit card details or your credit card details?
Okay, what am I looking for?
PayPal, the email from PayPal, the claim link. You have received a claim link.
Your order number and claim link?
Push on view my code. Yeah. You can push on view my code if you see that.
Okay.
What exactly do you see? See, this claim link is same like the card which you will be receiving from the Walgreens store, ma'am. You have to keep it safe with you. Okay? So that you can scan it.
It says $100 redeem now.
Okay, just keep it with you, ma'am. Keep it with you. Go back to your Safari. Go back to the Safari application, ma'am.
Okay. Yes.
And search for PayPal gifts.
I'm sorry? Go PayPal gifts?
Yes, ma'am. Search for PayPal gifts. Can you hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you, kind of. It's very,
I get
very
you.
Staticky.
Then you can scroll down and push on app. Push on the target card.
Okay.
And push on this is for me.
Yes.
Push on 100. And why would I ask you to push on this is for me if you are gifting it to someone, ma'am? Hope you understand.
I don't know. This is something I've never had to deal with, and it seems very suspicious to me.
But before this, has your private information been exposed? Any time before this?
The only other time that I know it's ever been exposed was when that computer was ordered through Amazon a month ago.
I understand, ma'am. But right now, let's get it fixed. So that even you will have a huge smile on your face, you give me a good feedback, okay? Once I fix up the problem. Once you push on buy now, what exactly do you see?
So we are refunding these to my account, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Each and every one. There are 6 IP addresses and there are small transactions which are taking place from your account. So that is the reason you're getting all these cards in small denominations online. But to cancel the transaction of $7,000 and to cancel the IP addresses from Nigeria, ma'am, you're getting these cards from the Target store, the Walgreens store.
I mean, I don't really understand this process.
I'll explain
to
you
that. I wish I had something in writing to explain this.
That is the reason I have sent you the email, ma'am. Recent changes to your Amazon account. Did you check that email?
Yes, I haven't had a chance to read through it.
You can read that now, ma'am. Just read it right now, ma'am. Please read it right now so you will have a better idea about it. Because while talking while talking to every third person, ma'am, if a third person comes to know that there are illegal activities using your account or you're using this card for identity theft case, you will be the one who will be facing the trouble, ma'am. You know, that is the reason we do not want that to happen.
Okay, so I placed that order.
Okay. Now check the email, ma'am. Check your emails.
Okay, who was it sent from again?
Amazon, ma'am. Recent changes to your Amazon account.
And can I forward this to my husband?
Right now, do not forward it to anyone, ma'am. If the hackers hack into it, we won't be taking any responsibility of that, ma'am.
Okay, but you have to think, how would you feel if this was your wife and you were not here and you would see all of this happening in your account?
I completely understand you, ma'am, but I'm pretty sure your husband will be happy with this situation once you go ahead and block the IP addresses one by one. We have disabled the passwords for your account as well. How can someone who is not working in Amazon do that for you, ma'am?
Again, I hope that they wouldn't, but I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anything at this point.
I understand. But once you see that your private information is secured, you will be happy. I'm pretty sure about it. Now you see that your private information is exposed, right?
From what I see on that website that you told me about.
That is a government authorized website, ma'am. You must be knowing about that website. Do you understand that?
Like I said, I understand what I have learned from you, but no, I have no prior knowledge of that. Anything. So,
I understand.
Yeah,
but whatever you're doing it on your account, ma'am, using your cell phone. Everything is yours. You do not have to go ahead and share any of your personal details with anyone else, okay? Do not worry about it. Now, listen to me very carefully, okay? Just like you use your Walmart card, ma'am, the same card which you will be getting in the Walgreens, you will be getting a Target gift card. Have you seen a Target gift card before?
You mean that I just ordered?
Yeah, that is the same card, ma'am. But in this store, this card will help you to cancel the transaction of $7,000, the credit of $7,000, which has been requested, ma'am. So to cancel the credit of $7,000, you will need the Target card for 499. That is the blocking code, 499. Do you have a pen and a paper handy with you?
No.
Do you think you can keep it in mind and do not
forget? Hold on. Let me get a pen and paper.
Okay. All right.
So now I have to admit, go and buy a gift card for more money?
Ma'am, you have to keep this card safe with you. Once you receive the letters and the documents, you have to submit this card in your bank, okay? The same amount will be reimbursed to you.
Excuse me. You're going to have to call me back for a better reception because I don't feel comfortable. I'm not even hearing half of what you say.
Ma'am, I cannot go ahead and disconnect the call again and again, right? But this is because you're talking on a secured line, you know? At the very first, that line was not secured because we did not know about the IP addresses and about your private information which was exposed, ma'am.
Okay, but I'm not feeling comfortable because I'm not understanding half of this conversation because it's so staticky.
Okay, so what do you want me to do right now is you can explain me in a clear way, you know? You can just be clear enough on the recorded line, ma'am, please.
Okay, what exactly am I? So you are telling me I have to go into Walgreens and purchase a gift card for $400?
A Target gift card, ma'am. In a technical language, we call it a blocking card, ma'am. But as this is not an Amazon store, that is a Walgreens store, ma'am. They sell these cards only for gifting purpose. They do not sell these cards for a blocking purpose. That is the only reason. Yes, ma'am. That is the only reason. If they ask you any question about the identity theft or anything about the hacking activity, you can just tell them no, you're gifting it to your family, or that is for your personal use for your target account. You can just tell them that.
Who is going to be asking me that?
People from Walgreens, ma'am. While you ask them to load the amount on the target card, ma'am, they will ask you hundreds of questions. There are high chances they might ask you about it because they do not want their store cards to be used for a hacking activity or for the case of identity theft, ma'am.
So I'm going to go in and pick up a Target gift card.
Yes, ma'am. That's
off the
shelf. Yes, ma'am.
And when they ask me how much to put on the card.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
How much?
$499, ma'am.
Okay, my husband is going to freak out.
No, I understand, ma'am, but you have to hand over the cards to your husband, okay? And ask him to go to the bank with the letters and the documents. I'm pretty sure he will be happy with it. You do not have to go to any unknown place and hand over the cards to anyone. You know how the Walmart card works? The same way the Target card will work. Okay? And one more thing, ma'am. Now, Walgreens do not sell these cards for a hacking activity. That is the only reason you are telling it for a personal use, so that they do not charge you any tax amount and they give you the card easily. Now, hackers won't be present inside the store, right? They are present online. That is the reason the manager as well as the officer asked me not to take a risk by doing it online. And for you to go to the store, that is the best option for you. That is the reason, ma'am.
I don't understand why buying a gift card is also a blocking card. Okay, which I've never heard of until today, and why that makes sense.
You got few of them on your email address, right, when you pushed on this is for me.
I understand that, but I don't understand the process why that is helping anything.
Ma'am, that is helping you to secure the private information which has been exposed. Because even the hackers were trying to purchase Apple products online. Do you remember that? Or did you forget that?
No, I remember that, even though I still haven't seen any proof that they did that, besides what you're telling me,
Just give me an authority to remove the red flag and let the transactions go through. You can just say that on the recorded line. I can do that for you right away. But just because
I don't know that I want them to go through.
That is the reason, ma'am. We do not want that to go through as well because we will have to give you the reimbursement if that happens. So we do not want that to happen. You understand that?
I understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
This process seems very suspicious.
If anything goes wrong, if you do not get the reimbursement of whatever amount you're spending for this particular activity, Amazon will be responsible for that. Do you understand? You're not making a single payment to anyone online, okay? That is the huge risk which you can take. But right now, you're just going ahead and putting the amount on the card. The card will be with you, okay? If anything goes wrong, Amazon will be responsible for that. We will take the whole responsibility of that. Do not worry about it.
Again, how is me buying a $500 gift card at a Walgreens going to clear this situation out?
All right, I'll explain you, ma'am. First, the transaction which was done was for $1,000, right?
What transaction?
For the Apple products, ma'am. For the Apple products, the transaction was done for $1,000. Now, to cancel that particular transaction, the blocking code which you put online was 149. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes, but right now the transaction is for $7,000, ma'am. The credit which is requested. A credit amount which is requested, ma'am.
Where are they requesting that?
On your IP address, ma'am. And just for confirmation, what they have done is they have used a United Bank account with the checking account which ends with 4277.
So they have used that to request credit?
Yes, ma'am. But we have put a red flag on it as well. So we can go ahead and block the IP address which is requesting the credit. And we can cancel that transaction, ma'am.
So they are requesting credit through my bank?
Through your IP address, ma'am. And just for the verification, see, now just to verify that this is you, that this is Miss Laura, who is requesting for a credit, they ask you for extra questions. So when they ask you extra questions, they ask you for your bank accounts or details about your bank to verify that this is you, just like PayPal did just now. Or just like Walmart did just now, they asked you to put your CVV, right? Just like that, when you request for a credit, they ask you for the last four of your bank account. And the hackers, what they did is they used your last four for the United Bank, ma'am. The last four which ends with 4277. That is the reason it got verified. But you do not worry about it. We do not want to spoil our company's name, ma'am. That is the reason you will get the reimbursement of it. You do not worry about it.
Well, so but are they requesting credit on a credit card?
I'm not sure about it, ma'am. It just says that it has requested for a credit by using your personal details. But we haven't let it go through.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm confused about. So where is a credit being requested through? And why is me buying this $500 gift card helping in that situation?
Ma'am, the gift card which you're trying to buy will help you to block the IP addresses. I'll explain you right now. Once you're just sit in your car and open the any desk application, I'd like to explain you before you do anything, ma'am. I understand your concern. Just open the any desk application.
Yes.
All right. Once you open it, I'll send you the security warning. Push on I am aware of the risk. Push on accept. And push on start broadcast. Once you push on start broadcast, ma'am, go back to Safari.
Okay.
All right. Once you're back on the Safari, just search for what is my IP address. What exactly do you see on the screen now? What do you see on the screen, ma'am?
Well, I mean, you just pulled that
Oh, open the any desk application or Safari. Once you open Safari, push on what is my IP address.
Right, I get that.
Then you will see a government authorized page, which is blue in color. The first website, which is what is my IP address, see your public address.
Okay, so I go to
whatismyipaddress.com? Yes, ma'am. You have to go on whatismyipaddress.com. You will see the first line. Or the second one which says, what is my IP address? See your public address, IPv4 and IPv6.
Okay, Matheson's calling me again.
Right now, do not receive any other calls, ma'am, because everything should get recorded at one time.
This is very frustrating.
I understand your concern, ma'am, but hope you understand my side as well.
Okay, what is my IP?
No, not what is my IP, ma'am. It should be what is my IP address.com. Which website do you see? All right, take your time, ma'am. In the Google search, just type in what is my IP address. Click on the first website, ma'am, the first website.
Okay.
Then scroll down. Now you will see IPv6 and IPv4. You will see the location and the map as well.
Yes.
Below that you will see your private information has been exposed. Once you block the IP addresses by the blocking card, it will say that your private information is secured.
Okay, I still don't understand. I still don't understand how a gift card does that.
Ma'am,
how many times a gift card does that?
At the very top, ma'am, at the very top. Just go at the very top on the same website.
Mm-hmm.
By the gift card, ma'am.
Okay.
At the very top, you will see the X sign, you know, besides the, below the microphone, you will see a small X. Did you see that?
For what, my IPaddress.com?
No, at the very top, ma'am, at the very top right, you will see a magnifying glass. And below the magnifying glass, you will see the X.
I do not see an X, boy. I just see a magnifying glass.
Below the magnifying glass, you will see a small X, ma'am. A very small X.
I see an advertisement that has an X.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that particular X.
I'm trying, but it won't let me. Okay.
All right. Then below that, you see IPv6. Now, how the card will help you to go ahead and block the IP address is by scanning it on your Amazon application, ma'am. Your Amazon application will give you a scan option. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Once you scan the card on your Amazon application, it will give you all the IP addresses which are linked with your account. And the one which is from Nigeria, ma'am, you have to select that and you have to check the location of that IP address. I'll give you all those details one by one. You will come to know once you scan it. But right now, since you do not have the card in your hand, you're not able to, you know things about it. Just check your email, ma'am. Did you receive the email? If you can check that out.
What email?
Email from PayPal, ma'am.
Yes, I received that.
Okay, just check that out. Just like this one, you know, just like the emails which you are receiving, you're getting a card from the store.
Okay, so can we not go ahead and do this for some of these other cards I've purchased so I can see what the process is?
No, ma'am, because those are the cards for $100, right? Not for $499.
Why does that matter?
Ma'am, because those are the blocking codes. Once you push on claim your card, or did you click on that?
Not yet.
All right, once you click on that, you will see the number. I'll explain you that as well.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The cards which you are getting over here, those cards are not used to secure the private information. Those cards are used only to cancel the small transactions on your accounts, ma'am. Those cards are not...
That makes no sense at all.
Ma'am, the cards that you get online, ma'am, those cards are not for you to secure the private information. Those cards are for you to cancel the transactions online. When there is a transaction of less than $700, ma'am, a $100 card is good enough to cancel and block that IP address, making the transaction for $700, ma'am. But right now, the transaction is for $7,000. You understand that?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't make sense.
Ma'am, just tell me one thing. Who knows more about, computers or about hackers? Like, I have been working in this company since last 11 years now. So
I understand that.
I'm trying to explain you things about the hacking activity. You should
you also have to understand that my husband is calling me because he's at work and he's seeing all these transactions and how much you read about fraud and that people try to get you to do these things.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Very
people do try to get you to do these things, but after asking you for your debit card details, your credit card details, your routing number, your account number, you know, your socials and everything. They ask you for your driver's license. They ask you for your debit card details. All your personal details, ma'am. Do you understand that?
Okay. Well, so this, actually, my husband is trying to text me, and he says, please be careful if they are asking you to buy gift cards and credit you back.
Yes, ma'am, but did we ask you or did we tell you that we will credit you back on any of your accounts? Did we ask you for your account details or the routing details to credit you back the amount? No, right? We already have the details which are linked with your account, ma'am.
And then he said, I've heard the credits get reported as fraud and we're out twice as much.
So I told you, right? Did I ask you to use those cards anywhere? Or did I ask you to send me that email which you have received so I can go ahead and do something about it? Did I ask you to do that?
No, but, I mean, he's saying that they ask you to credit it back to you.
No, ma'am, you do not have to credit it to anyone. You do not have to credit any amount to me. You do not have to go ahead and send that email to anyone from my side. You do not have to send it to Amazon. You do not have to send it to anyone. You have to keep it with you. Once you receive the letters and the documents, you go straight away to your bank and submit everything in your bank, ma'am, so that Amazon will take care of it. But right now, okay, the main concern over here is to go ahead and secure the private information which has been exposed, ma'am. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not feeling good about this, though.
That is what I'm trying to explain to you, ma'am. You have completed 97% of the procedures now, okay? The first amount got cancelled just because Walmart account is secured now, so it got cancelled. We have cancelled the amount. And the refund has been done to you, ma'am. But all these transactions are pending. If we do not block the IP addresses of the hackers, ma'am, it will still be pending. You know, it won't get cancelled or it won't get refunded back into your account, ma'am. Because those transactions are pending. We have cancelled one of those because your Walmart was secured, ma'am. But right now, your Amazon as well as your PayPal is not secured. So what the best thing what you can do is, you can go inside the store. You can collect this Target card, just like you have been using Walmart cards. If they ask you any question, just tell them it's for your family. It's for your personal use. I'll get it recorded for you. Later on, once you meet your husband, you can explain him what exactly happened with your identity. Okay? At the same time, I'll have a word with him as well. Right now, before we find out the location of the IP addresses, we do not have the authority to share it with a third person. That is what I would like to explain you. Alright, so what you can do is you can keep the phone inside your pocket, grab one card from the store that will be a Target gift card. You saw that online, right?
Yes, I saw.
Yes, ma'am, the same card you will be finding it in the gift card rack. Do not talk to any unknown
person.
Okay, so
as soon as I buy this gift card,
yes, ma'am.
What, can we do something immediately?
Yes, ma'am, we will be doing something immediately. Like, you yourself have to do something about it, ma'am, not me. I'll explain how you have to do it. Yes, ma'am. So keep the phone inside the pocket now. You tell me.
My husband is calling me nonstop about this.
I understand. What I'll do is, if you can provide me with your husband's number, I'll ask Officer Jacob to give him a call and explain him things.
Okay.
But that can't be done right now. Jacob is in a meeting right now, arranged just for your case, ma'am. But first, what you can do is, you can go inside the store, keep the phone inside your pocket. If you find any problem, come in the silent corner or come outside the store and let me know, ma'am. I'll get the call recorded so that I can send it to Jacob. It is a plain Target gift card. The amount on the card should be $499. You can use your debit card or use a credit card inside the store. That won't be a problem. Because hackers won't be present inside the store, ma'am. A very best of luck to you.
So the reason I'm having to go in and get this is because you think that hackers will be able to get access to it because I'm purchasing something?
If you purchase it online, there are high chances hackers will be able to find that out. But this card is
not easy. Then why did we just purchase, like, five other cards online?
Making $100 payment online won't be a huge risk, ma'am. But when you make huge amounts online, when you make payments for huge amounts, like more than $400 or $450 online, there are high chances hackers might trace that transaction, ma'am. We do not want to take a risk, ma'am.
So basically, I'm doing this for you so that they...
You're doing this to secure your private information, ma'am. This card, once you scan it, once you scan the backside of the card on your Amazon account, you will be able to cancel the transactions one by one. You will be looking at all the IP addresses which got connected with your Amazon account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel very bad about this.
If not, you can wait. I'll explain you one more time. But do not panic inside the store. Make sure no one comes to know. No one files a complaint against you. Keep the phone inside your pocket now. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll put you on hold. If you face any problem, even if they ask you 100 questions, just stick to your words. Tell them it's for your personal use. You're giving it to your family members. Best of luck to you. I'm with you, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm with you. Are you back inside the car?
I'm getting in now.
Sounds good, ma'am. I was getting everything recorded. You do not have to worry, okay? So that I can send it to the federal officers. Now, what you can do is, you can just start the AnyDesk application one more time, ma'am.
I'm sorry, open it again?
Just open the AnyDesk application once. I'll get it secured first. Whatever you do, you have to do it by yourself, ma'am. Once you open the AnyDesk application, ma'am, do you see your address, your ID?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, repeat that. I couldn't hear you.
I'll just open the AnyDesk application, ma'am, where you will see your ID.
Yes.
Okay, once you do that, I'll send you the security warning. Push on I am aware of the risk. Push on accept. And then push on start broadcast. See, whatever you're doing it by yourself, ma'am. We do not have the authority to go ahead and ask you for any of your personal details. That is the main thing.
Well, right, but you're asking me to share things, and I mean, I might be doing it with my own will, but what am I exactly accepting is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know that this is safe. I'm trusting that you're being honest with me.
I swear on my kids, ma'am. I'll get it done for you. Do not worry about it, okay? Then open the Amazon application, ma'am. Once you open the Amazon application, at the very top right, you will see the scan option.
Yes.
You have to do everything from your Amazon account, ma'am. You know? Once you push on continue on the scan option, you will see the scan. They can scan the back side, ma'am. You can scan the back side of the card. Scan it by yourself, ma'am, if you can do it. Look at the back side of the card. You will see a silver color strip.
Yes.
You can scratch it off by using a penny. Make sure you use a penny and you do it gently, okay? Because you have to keep this card safe with you, so that you can submit it in your bank once you receive the letters and the documents. I just expect a good feedback from you, ma'am, nothing else.
You expect what?
A good feedback, ma'am. A good feedback will help me in my promotion.
Okay. Well, I will wait and see how this turns out before I give anyone a good feedback.
Of course, ma'am.
Okay, what exactly am I scanning? There are two.
The back side, ma'am.
Right, but there are two codes. I scratched that off. Okay, wait,
okay.
Let me see.
Like, the code which starts with 041, you can scan it on your Amazon account. Does any of the codes start with 041, ma'am?
Yes, the one I scratched off does.
All right, then you can scan
it. I guess it is 041. Okay, it's saying we couldn't find a match. Try again with a barcode that's clearly visible.
Oh, okay.
Of course, this isn't working.
Make sure you do not scratch off the codes, okay?
No, I didn't. I'm too careful. It's not working.
Oh, okay. Like, what exactly do you see on the screen?
It just says not able to find.
Then go back to the home screen, ma'am. Go back to the home screen of your phone.
We couldn't find a match.
Couldn't find a match. Okay, all right. The best thing what we can do over here is, ma'am, now, just open the government authorized page, ma'am.
Open what?
The government authorized page, ma'am. What is my IP address?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now,
I am
below
there.
Below that, once we go ahead and block these IP addresses, you have got four cards online and one card offline, which will block four IP addresses, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Now, to secure the private information and to cancel the transaction of $7,000, ma'am, we'll go ahead and block the IP addresses. Just keep this card safe with you, okay? Do not lose this card, ma'am. You will be getting the reimbursement of this card. Just do not lose the card.
Which card?
The one which you got from the store, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Now go back to PayPal gifts. Just type in PayPal gifts.
Okay. Was I supposed to hide my IP address now?
No, ma'am. If you hide your IP address right now, the hackers, even their IP address will get hide.
Okay.
Yes. So do not do it right now. Okay. We'll go ahead and secure the private information first by blocking all the 6 IP addresses, and then we will go ahead and hide it. Right now, you have blocked 2 IP addresses, ma'am. Now, we'll go ahead and block the second 2 IP addresses because it says IPv6, right? That means there are 6 IP addresses from Nigeria who have hacked into your account.
Okay?
Yes. Now, search for PayPal gift. Type in PayPal gift. Once you type in PayPal gift, ma'am. And one more thing, ma'am. Also, why would we provide you with a free Amazon gift card from our site?
I haven't gotten the gift card. I don't know that you're actually gonna do that.
Oh my god. How we could have gone ahead and blocked your account, ma'am. Just tell me that.
You got signed out, right?
You got signed out from your account.
I did get signed out from my account, yes.
We did that on December, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not buying any more gift cards until we can start canceling some of these.
Ma'am, we already canceled it. We have canceled it, but right now your PayPal is not secure. That is the reason
okay,
it did not get canceled.
This Target gift card I just wouldn't scan. We did nothing with this.
Ma'am, once you go ahead and block all these six IP addresses, you will be able to scan it, but right now there are 6 IP addresses. By this particular card, you have blocked 3 of them. Once you block all the 6 of them, that is when you will receive a notification that 6 IP addresses, IPv6, has been blocked. Okay? Now push on buy e-gift card online. I'm not understanding, you know. It feels like I'm just trying to fight with you. I'm just trying to argue with you.
Well, do you blame
me? We are working as a team, you know?
Do you blame me? This is...
It doesn't feel like we are working as a team.
I don't even know who you are. I got a random call this morning that I have now been on the phone with for 3 hours.
But let's accept one thing. You need my help. And I want to help you.
I guess I need your help.
If you wouldn't need my help, see, you need to accept that.
I still don't even see any proof of any of this happening.
If you wouldn't need my help, you wouldn't be talking to me since a long time, ma'am. I'm pretty sure about it. You need my help, and it's my job to help you out, ma'am.
For some reason, I am trusting you. So let's just get on with it and get it done, because I need to see some proof that this is...
Okay. Now push on target. Push on the target card.
Okay. And now what?
This is for me, sir, ma'am. This is for you, right?
Okay.
So push on 100. Push on add to cart. And push on checkout. And to push on complete purchase. Now you will receive the email, ma'am. Now there are IPv6. One card of 499 helps you to block 3 IP addresses, ma'am.
Okay, so what do we need to do now? Let's get this going.
Now, tell me, which is the other Walgreens or which is the other store which is nearby you, ma'am?
I have to go to another store?
ma'am, this particular card, just keep it safe with you. Do not lose it, okay? All right?
And okay, I have that.
Yes, ma'am. So this card will help you to block the first three IP addresses, ma'am. Once you block all six IP addresses at one single time, you will receive that particular notification that your private information is secured. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Let's get this out of the way.
Which store did you go to, ma'am? Which store, which Walgreens was that? Was
it's
it at 4007 North?
It's on Crossover Road or Mission.
It's the township?
No, it's not township. It's Crossover Road. Or it's either Crossover or Mission. That's at a crossroads.
It's Shiloh Drive?
No.
It's not that one. Okay. Just provide me with the zip code. Where are you right now?
I'm 727-03. You can try that.
Because at the 727-03, I can see two Walgreens, ma'am. One is at 4007 North Shiloh Drive, and the other one is 300 East Township Street.
No, neither one. Try 72701.
It's 701. It's the School Avenue?
No. It's Crossover. It's either Crossover or Mission.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other store, like any other Walgreens nearby you or a Walmart store?
I mean, it will be another...
A Target store?
It'll be another 10 minutes for me.
All right, not a problem, ma'am. Do you have a Walmart nearby you? Any other Walgreens nearby you? Or,
if,
you know,
or either Walmart or a Walgreens would be another 10 minutes.
Not a problem, ma'am. Once
okay.
You're in the parking lot,
what are
ma'am,
you,
do... Yeah, tell me.
Are you asking me that I have to go to another store and buy another gift card?
For the second three IP addresses, ma'am. You have already blocked the first three.
I'm sorry, I can't do this. Without any more, I just can't do this.
Not a problem, ma'am. Just check your emails first.
Yes.
All right. Once you receive the email from PayPal, we'll get to know. First now, I'll have a word with the manager about the situation. Till that time, you can reach in the parking lot, ma'am. I'll just convince the manager to get it done from his side. Okay?
Yeah, I can't buy any more.
All right, ma'am. Just reach in the parking lot of this other store and do let me know. Till that time, I'll have a word with the manager about the situation.
I'm not going anywhere else.
You have completed everything, ma'am. You have done everything from your side. It's just a matter of, you know, last 5% you have to give. Nothing else.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing this anymore. If they cannot talk to my husband and explain to him what is going on,
ma'am,
I can't do anything else.
All right. I'll explain you one thing, ma'am. This is the last step. After this, even the officer can have a word with your husband. Okay. Just provide me with your husband's number. Provide me with your husband's number, ma'am.
I can give you my husband's number, and you can call him and explain this to him that I'm not buying
anymore. I do not have the authority, ma'am. I do not have the authority, but I'll have a word with the officer or else the manager to have a word with him.
Then you can have the manager or the officer call him, but I'm not buying any more gift cards.
All right. Just provide me with your zip code, ma'am. Let's not waste time arguing over here, okay? Just provide me with your husband's number, ma'am.
501-412-0067.
Okay, all right. So, ma'am, the best thing what you can do is I'll create all the letters and the documents for you to send it to your husband. For now, let's not waste time, okay? Just reach in the parking lot. Till that time, I'll have a word with the manager. As well as the officer about the situation, I'll ask them what is the best thing what you can do. Okay, you have blocked three IP addresses from Nigeria. You have secured your private information. You have canceled the transaction of $1,800 and $1,000. You have canceled the small transactions as well with the $100 blocking cards. The last three IP addresses from Nigeria, ma'am, are left. Okay, just check the email. Once you receive the new email, do let me know, ma'am. You're just left with last three IP addresses, which are from Nigeria, ma'am. That is why your Amazon account, that is why your Amazon account says not detected or results not found. That is because of the hacking activity, ma'am. Once you block all six IP addresses, you will find all the results over there regarding the IP addresses.
I need someone to explain this to my husband before I buy any more gift cards. I'm not buying any more gift cards until someone talks
to me. As I told you, we do not have the authority to talk to a third person regarding the hacking activity. But still, you're convincing us so much that it feels like, you know, even your husband should be with you right now. So that is the reason. I'll convince the officer, I'll convince the manager to get things done for you. But right now, I have to give them some proof, right? That yes, we are trying to fix up this problem, and you're not the one who is trying to do all these illegal activities, ma'am. This is someone else.
Well, right now, I have already purchased about 5 or 6 gift cards. I think that is showing that I know that.
I understand, okay? I'm not saying no to it, right? I understand your concern as well, ma'am. You have done your best from your side. I understand that. I cannot deny that, okay? But right now, the last transaction was left, the last blocking card was left. So once you block it, there will be no other option but to go ahead and let your husband know about it, okay? So that is what I'm telling you.
I'm not trusting that. Someone can call my husband and explain this to him before we
and
have to
right now, I do not have the authority to do that, ma'am. I do not
then
have the
I'm
authority
sorry.
To do that.
Then you can go to... You can talk to that manager, whoever that is. You can talk to someone. I am not buying any more gift cards.
Without blocking the Nigerian hackers, ma'am, without blocking the IP address from Nigeria, I do not have the authority to talk to a third person, ma'am, to be honest.
Okay.
But I'm willing to go ahead and let your husband know about it. Ma'am, you have completed 90% of the work. Do you want to go ahead and stop the procedure here?
I do not want to use my credit card to buy any more gift cards.
Ma'am, you can use your credit card, you can use cash, you can use your debit card inside the
store. I'm definitely not using cash.
But
I'm not buying any more gift cards.
Am I asking you to swipe your credit card and send that amount to anyone? Did I go ahead and ask you to do that?
No, but this is crazy. How would you feel if someone called your wife and told them to go all over town and buy gift cards?
Did you not think that was a little suspicious? I'm pretty sure you're smart. You know, you're smart. I'm not asking you to hand over the cards to any person who is unknown to you. That is the reason I'm asking you to keep this card safe for you.
If your wife was calling you and saying, oh, yeah, I'm talking to someone from Amazon.
I would just tell her one thing. Do not share banking details with them. Do not share any of your account number, your routing number, your debit card details, credit card details, or do not send them any amount online. But if they're asking you to get it done, everything by yourself, then I'm pretty sure she can get it done, okay? Walmart amount has been refunded to you, ma'am, okay? Now, once we block the IP
yeah,
addresses,
that was done.
All the amounts will
that was
get
done
refunded
online.
To you one by one.
I don't understand why I'm having to run all over town to do this. That was done online.
Ma'am, because we do not want you to do anything online. What is the best option for you, doing something online or doing something offline? You know, inside the store.
You have asked me to do some online.
That was not for $499, ma'am. That was not more than $200 at one time. That is the reason, ma'am.
You need to talk to your manager.
Received an email stating that I cannot go ahead and share it with a third person until I do not block the IP addresses from Nigeria, which says IPv6. You can check it on Safari, ma'am. You can check that IP address on Safari right away. That is not a normal IP address. That is a unique IP address.
So you're telling me I have to go.
Number.
I have to drive myself to another store and buy another $500 gift card.
Not 500, ma'am. If you get it for 500, that will be your mistake. The blocking code is 499.
Okay, but that's $1,000 you're asking me to spend.
No, ma'am.
$1,000.
Are you spending it somewhere? Like, am I trying to make